keep it on my phone, if that's okay, she said. I like to go back and listen to the interview while I'm writing the piece. I want to make sure I don't leave anything out. Sure, I grabbed one of the glazed donuts and took a modest bite. If I were alone in my camper, I'd just stuff my face with all of it and lick my fingers after. Interview with Mae West, owner of Happy Trails Campground, located deep in Daniel Boone National Park in Normal, Kentucky. She smiled. Normal, she laughed. The tone of her voice had changed into a very professional-sounding one. There's really nothing that's been normal in Happy Trails for many years. I didn't know what she wanted me to say, so I just took a sip of coffee. How did you acquire Happy Trails? She asked. It's no secret that I was married to Paul West. If whoever reads this article in the National Parks magazine hadn't heard of my ex-husband, then they'd been literally living off the land in one of these parks with their head stuck under a rock. Years ago, during his college years, he got possession of the campground. I left out the part that he'd actually made a bet with the original owner, Ron Randall, who now owned the Normal Diner. Ron had made a bet with the young go-getter, Paul. Paul was never one to turn down a bet, even when he thought he might lose. In this case, he won. And here I was today. Years later, he gave me the campground. Gave it to you? She asked. After Paul went to jail, all of my possessions were seized, except for Happy Trails Campground and the camper where I live, because they were in my name only. There wasn't any sense in reliving the entire story of how my lawyer had broken the bad news to me in his Manhattan office, trading my luxury car keys for a flamingo keychain with a camper key dangling off it. I had no idea Paul had owned a campground. It was a shock to me how years before he deeded the property over to me. Just one of many things I didn't know. In fact, I didn't even know my husband like I thought I did. After I found out that I owned Happy Trails, I made a visit and haven't left. I fell in complete love with camping life and the campground itself. I left out all the in-between stuff, like the shock of my new life and living arrangements. Something I was embarrassed about now, but it truly had been a scary time for me. You're being modest. Allison scooted up in the chair and rested her forearms on the edge of the conference table. I want to get to the nitty-gritty. I've talked to a few Happy Trails residents who've made the campground their year-round home. They tell me that Happy Trails was almost uninhabitable. After I did a little digging into your married life, I have to assume it was hard for you to go from a mansion in the Hamptons to a tiny camper. I admit I was taken aback when I pulled into Happy Trails the first time. The Kentucky bluegrass had been burnt up. The lake had a mucky film over it, and the buildings were in bad shape. There was no denying that Happy Trails had come a long way since I moved to Normal a few months ago. I'm happy to say that it's fully back up on its feet, and we are booked for the next 3 seasons. That's fascinating. I mean, you waltz into Normal, this hoity-toity New York City housewife with all the luxuries the world could offer. You walked into a crazy situation where almost all the residents of Happy Trails had been victims of your husband. Ex, I didn't waltz. My eyes narrowed as I wondered where this interview was going. She grazed over my comment and continued to look down at her notes. I mean, he didn't pay the manager for years, though he did let her live there for free. It was run down and nothing worked, including the laundry machines. Your husband swindled a lot of Normal residents out of their retirement accounts. How did it feel to be the most hated woman in the town? She smiled like her words were daggers. Well, you've done quite a lot of research. I could have reminded her that I didn't really want to talk about what Paul had done to the people of Normal, but I decided to deal with it head on. Seriously, how many people were reading National Parks of America magazine? I'm fully aware of what Paul did to the people and the town of Normal, especially when a big chunk of their economy comes from the campground. So when I saw what a disarray Happy Trails was in, I decided it was time to make things right with the entire community. That's when you came.